This is the Recency Bias, your morning after mini pod, brought to you by rabbithabs.com. Zach Vanoss along with you here on this Sunday morning, following up a Saturday afternoon loss to the Ottawa Senators that I would say was very predictable and extremely disappointing all in one. This was a loss, maybe not by a 4-0 score the way this thing finished, but for me this was a loss that I saw coming a mile away. The Habs had played the night before an afternoon game against the Ottawa Senators. It never is anything close to exciting. It's usually not very good for the Canadians, and it's especially not good for a team that was playing their third game in 4 nights, 11th game in 19 days. And this is exactly what I expected. I was hoping to have been pleasantly surprised. That would have been nice. In no way am I defending the performance of your Montreal Canadiens on Saturday afternoon by saying I expected it. In no way am I defending what happened in the no-show. But very much thought it was likely going to happen. And hey, it was the perfect game for a late afternoon Saturday nap. Don't know necessarily where you were watching from, but here in Toronto, it was a gray day. And you could sleep right through it and not miss a damn thing. And even when we recap it here, you're going to see not much happened other than the Canadians failed to get 2 points they probably should have found a way to grab. Because that was one of their games in hand yesterday, essentially. And nothing to show for it, so that disappears. And the door remains open wide enough for the Calgary Flames, and I'll make another prediction here. The Habs are going to keep this interesting enough right down till the end. I still think they make the playoffs. The math is absolutely in their favor right now. I'm telling you, without Brendan Gallagher, I really suspect this team is going to make things interesting. They'll never be able to get comfortable as this thing winds down. Again, a 4-0 loss in Montreal to the Ottawa Senators. Victor Mete and the Ottawa Senators, as Carey Price made his return to the lineup. Been gone for a couple weeks now. Shane Pinto was making his NHL debut for the Senators. Shane Pinto, another Colby Baker nominee. However, he did not win that award, as Cole Caulfield won that award. But yeah, same class as Cole Caulfield, old Shane Pinto. Shane Pinto sounds like it should be the name of the small guy, like Cole Caulfield. That's a tiny, tiny name. Shane Pinto. He had a point in the game, though. Brett Kulak carrying a 3-game point streak into this one. Only relevant because Brett Kulak could be the guy on the way out, as the Gustafson and John Merrill will make their, one of them at least. They're eligible, I suppose, to make their debut on Friday, I think, with the Habs. And Kulak, you got to expect with, obviously, Petrie and Edmondson are going to play together. Sherratt and Weber are going to play together. Romanov's not coming out of the lineup, nor should he. So it's probably Kulak. So seen a little bit more, perhaps, from Kulak lately, as he could see the writing was on the wall for his situation, much like Victor Mete did. Though not much from Kulak or anyone else, for that matter, on Saturday afternoon. Certainly not the game Carey Price envisioned in his return on an afternoon in which he saw just 14 shots. He would allow 3 goals and make just 11 saves. 786 save percentage. Rough return for CP on Saturday afternoon. Yeesh. Again, the statistics for the most part went in the Canadians' favor. The shots were 23-15 in the Habs' favor. Scoring chances, according to Natural Stat Trick, went 23-20. High danger chances at all scenarios were 11-10 in favor of the visiting Senators, but those 5v5 high danger chances, they went 8-6 for the Habs. So if you looked at just the stats, you'd say, Canadians, maybe they should have had a chance in this one. Not if you watched the game. There was never anything that looked like life at all. Maybe for a minute there in the second period, something that resembled a pushback, but not much. And things didn't start well for the Canadians in the luck department. Bad luck immediately as a puck bounced off Edmondson's face. Yes, going off Edmondson's face. Never what you want to see. And immediately, just, what was it? 3 minutes? Yeah, 3 minutes, 3 seconds into the game. Zub, the Zubinator. Artem Zub had himself and the Ottawa Senators their first shot and their first goal of the game. Price did look good at other parts in the first. He made some big saves early on to keep it at 1-0, but the Canadians would generate a total of one shot. One shot in the first 17 minutes of the game. And Jonathan Drouin with the best chance in the period for the Habs. Just an incredible chance, actually. And he tripped on Matt Murray's stick. He tripped on Ottawa's goalie stick. And that's 23 games now without a goal for Jonathan Drouin. With 3 seconds left, Kulak would send the puck over the glass. And hey, that was the end of that period for the Habs. Not a good one. Shots went 5-3 in favor of the Sens. Scoring chances 7-4. High danger, 5-1. And a 5v5, it was 3-1, high danger. Habs trailing by one after the first. With 7 minutes left in that second period, it was Anderson with a wide open net and his stick broke. Another bit of bad luck. Bad luck and poor play. You combine those two things in a game, you're probably going to lose. And that's what happened to the Habs on Saturday. Seconds after that wide open net, the defenseman kind of joining the attack a bit off that Anderson opportunity. And that meant, well, things were going to go the other way. It was Drake Batherson who surprised Carey Price, beat him 5-1. Carey Price absolutely should have had. And the Habs were in a 2-0 hole. And the rest of the period, very, very dull. The rest of the game, very, very dull. As I say, the only period the Canadians kind of looked the better team was that second. They outshot the Senators 11-5 in the frame, 10-6 on scoring chances, 5-1 on high danger, all situations, and in 5v5, 4-1, the high danger chances. But down 2-0, third period again. Hope you slept through it. Hope you had a nice Saturday afternoon nap. There are many places in Canada, there's not much else to do. And hopefully you didn't spend it watching more of this hockey game than you needed to. That's what I was here for you. And with less than 5 minutes to go, it was Drake Batherson, who has just been a true menace to the Canadiens all season long. He made it 3-0 on the power play, the only power play goal of the afternoon. Empty netter. Shane Pinto would pick up his first career point with an assist on the empty netter, making it 4-0. And that was all from a trash game, boring game, expected loss, but all the same. Can't this team surprise me one time this season? I haven't really done that. I guess the most surprising was the start of the season. That now stands out as the big surprise of the season, was the fact that for 12 to 15 games there, they were a very good hockey team. And you may say, hey, they were beating up on Vancouver. They beat the Canucks time and time again. That bloated their standings. True, but you should be able to say the same of the Edmonton Oilers, who beat the Ottawa Senators all 9 times. I don't think we're taking anything away from what the Oilers have done, simply because they've feasted on the Senators. And again, this isn't a defense of the Canadiens, just saying. Those games were real. They won those games. I don't think the team that is playing now would have won all those games. The Vancouver Canucks would have presented much more of an issue in the early season, the way things happen now for this team. You start, and my co-host on the big pod, and hopefully we'll get one of those up pretty soon to talk about the trade deadline and everything else that's been going on, but Sean and I were texting the other day saying, you know, might not be Dom Ducharme coming back for this team next year. He hasn't showed that he has something extra, perhaps, that Claude Julien wasn't bringing. And if maybe it's the group, maybe it's the players, maybe this is on Marc Bergevin. I think it probably is. But all the same, Dom Ducharme hasn't, after a decent bump when he first came in to change things up. Now everything that seemed to be implemented in those early days of the coaching change, that's all falling apart. I mean, Alex Burrows, who looked, past tense important here, who looked like a genius in what he was getting out of the power play, or at least looked like he was willing to mix things up out of what he was getting out of the power play in the early days. Perhaps that was just the opposition didn't have any scouting yet on what the Canadians were going to try on the power play under Alex Burrow's system, because once again, it has fallen tragically terrible. And it's not helping things either. Nothing was helping anything on Saturday. Nothing at all. And now the Canadians failed to really put this thing in a comfortable spot. They could have really done themselves a lot of favors on Saturday simply by beating, let's face it, a last-place Ottawa Senators team. Could have put themselves 8 points up on the Flames with all that's coming up, but alas, of course they didn't. Now Monday, they'll take on the Edmonton Oilers. Price expected to start that one. That's a late start because the Habs are headed out west. That's a 9 o'clock start on Monday. The rest of the week, we'll see the Canadians take on the Oilers again come Wednesday. A 10 o'clock start in that game. And then Friday, a big one, another 9 o'clock start. Late week all around, Habs fans. 9 o'clock start on Friday, big one against the Flames. Same deal Saturday, but a 7 o'clock start there as well. Once again, they'll be in Alberta all week long, in fact, taking on the Oilers after they have Sunday off. Going to be a big one. I don't know, they're in a great spot for it. And as Dobbs Ducharme frustratedly keeps reminding everybody, he can't do anything about this roster right now. It is what it is. They've got one recall left, as I understand it, and they don't want to use it. I'm not really sure why. Now would be a good time to stop the bleeding. Now would be a good time to get, I don't know, maybe Cole Caulfield in the lineup. That'd be fun. I'd be down for that, because right now it feels like everything else is real stagnant. You can't even get Jake Evans back in the lineup. Like, I'd like to see Evans back in over Staal. What has Staal done? Starting to think that was a waste of a trade for what felt like a good trade. Starting to seem like he gave some picks away for nothing. Because Eric Staal has been a real negative. Besides the 1 point he achieved, and if the Canadians end up only making it into the playoffs by 1 point, maybe you can point to Eric Staal's overtime winner against, who was it? Was it against Ottawa? I don't even remember who it was against. Doesn't matter. He's been just a non-factor, and it seems like Buffalo Eric Staal is who we got. Not great. Not great. This team has to hope that it's completely built for the playoffs and that it can stumble into them and have some success there. And I think that's what Marc Bergevin kind of thinks in the back of his, in the front of his mind. That's what he's built here. We'll see. Here's hoping they can just comfortably get into the, like, it'd be nice just to win a couple of these games against the Senators or something, to put some safe distance between themselves and the Flames, and be able to rest guys the rest of the way. Be able to give Shea Weber some nights off, because he's fucking terrible right now. Be able to cycle guys in and out of the lineup. Get some fresher legs. I know that's probably part of the issue right now, but this team was supposed to be built to avoid this kind of scenario, deep. If one guy's not going, another guy would hopefully be going. A mix of vets, mid-range guys and rookies, young players. But right now, no Brendan Gallagher, no results. And that's been the history of the Montreal Canadiens. For most of the time, Brendan Gallagher's been on the team. All right, that one sucked. Talk to you Tuesday. Dylan, take care.